Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.
Oh, shit!
You don't know how you're going to get your wind wall. How is it going to work out? You don't know, but you know you're going to have your way with me.
What? But that's what you just said. You just agreed to that.
You just said you're going to have your way with
live
me.
Live on air, Spank Wagon Radio, and you just agreed to that. My wife is going to have her way with Claude Balls, mm-hmm. and now I'm highly disturbed.
You can watch.
I don't want to watch. I'll take the money, though.
No, you want to watch the money shot?
No. I'm saying if we can do this, I'll take money for it, you know.
How much for your wife?
I don't know.
Sell me your woman.
I don't know how much she's really worth. I guess I got to take an inventory tonight. I guess a little ass, too. I'm getting a death stare.
So if Trencher were to sell you into white slavery, into the sex trade, how much would you fetch?
How much do you think you're worth?
That was a lot more than either one of you have.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you rate Claude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a total uncomfortable silence right there, huh? Yeah.
That was complete and utter awkward silence.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
You're listening to an argument between the wife and Claude Balls.
Yes.
So what are you worth?
Okay, first of all I want is for you to come over to have steak. We're at our house.
Almost like she said to have sex.
That... Steak. 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 Okay. You know, I brought it back from Iowa so that you and your mother can come over and have dinner with us because we enjoy your company and aww. I would like to meet your mother.
Can I get to drink some of that anniversary wine too you brought back from Iowa?
You'll have to talk to Trencher about that.
No. Yeah.
You got the good stuff, the screw cap.
Banana colonies.
Well, maybe we can get some more of the anniversary wine. A newer bottle. Not the one we bought, but a newer bottle.
You're supposed to age wine, Jesus.
We're aging it for sure.
Oh, it's going to be nasty this time we pop it open if we don't hurry up.
No, we just have to chill it first, get the food back. You're
talking about wine or kids?
Kids. Kidding. Wine.
Wine.
So, yes, I plan on eventually I will talk to your mom and we'll work something out. So, well, you can come over.
Good luck in finding her.
If that's what I have to do. I've talked to your mom almost as much as I talked to you on the phone.
When?
I call your house and you're not there, so she calls me back.
What?
Yes. I've talked to your mom several times on the phone.
When? When was the last time?
Well, before I went back to Iowa.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, well, that was twice a year.
That was like, I don't know. A month ago?
It's news to me.
Yeah. She keeps getting... I keep calling and she's like, so, you called? I'm like, yeah. Looking for Claude.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
I just tell her who I am. She's like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you have steak. How much steak you got?
Have you seen our freezer?
No.
It's full.
Trencher won't show up. I assume you have bodies in there.
We don't have bodies. We just have a cow.
A cow.
Pretty much.
Really, he looks like the squirrel hunting type.
No.
Interesting. But getting back to the subject here, you said you're gonna eventually your woman will have your way, and you said you'll
women,
have your
the
way
woman
with
always has her way, and eventually I will get mine.
But you said have your way with me.
And I did hear that.
Yes.
But then again, this is also the same person that mentioned our Mormon neighbors invited us for Thanksgiving dinner on
yes.
Halloween.
Yeah.
They did. They invited us over for Thanksgiving dinner
and
today.
And then
they
proceeded to talk
on Halloween. On Halloween.
And you said, for Halloween, we'll go over for Thanksgiving dinner if you want. I'm like, wait a
Nevada Day, kids. Open gifts.
It's Nevada Day. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's fucking 4th of July. They're handing out sweet tarts.
Oh, shit.
So, anyways.
Let's have turkey for the July 4th day.
Mm. Are we done now?
I like turkey. I really good.
I know you like turkey.
I like turkey.
You
turkey's good.
Like, really like turkey.
Yes.
We're glad you like
well,
turkey.
Well, if you okay. want to be done, we can be done.
Are you done?
You want to have your way?
I'm going to have my way,
so
yes.
Be done?
I'm ready.
Good. What day are you coming over?
I don't know, man. You have to bribe me.
I have to bribe you?
We're bribing you.
We already have food. What else do you want?
Cash?
Cash.
I don't have any cash. Do we have cash?
No.
That's,
no.
Yes,
we
you
don't
do.
Have any cash. No,
yes,
we don't.
Do.
We're not going to pay for a truck repair.
Screw Italy.
No!
You don't need to go to Italy.
Oh, yes,
what's
I do.
What's in Italy?
My friend.
Who?
Shelly.
Shelly who?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to her name right over the air.
I don't know this Shelly person.
You don't know the Shelly
person. You're
not
going to win this argument. No.
But would you like to see a picture?
Sure, bring a picture of Shelly.
Okay, hold on.
We'll scan it, put it up on the internet.
No!
Send that to everybody. Ah. Hot Italian vixen wants you now.
She's Iowan.
She's Iowan.
She married an Italian, Iowan, though.
She married an Italian.
Yeah.
Well, that's got to be funny.
It's something.
Fucking corn cannoli.
All right, folks. I want to say this right now. You are not listening to soap operas or anything like that.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
So if you're listening right now, thank you very much. We do apologize, but you got an argument already going on.
We had an argument going on. Right, we had to finish this right here. Specifically, no, not we. I.
You.
Yes.
And her.
And of course.
What? Now, why am I getting ripped with the headset again?
Okay. Here is a picture of Shelly and I when we were seniors in high school.
When you were seniors in high school?
Yes.
She looks like a drunken slut.
Whoa!
Okay, obviously you don't know Shelly.
No, I don't. Oh, that's Shelly! I'm just
because
kidding.
Shelly is like the biggest little Christian girl you've ever seen. She doesn't drink. She doesn't have sex before. She was married.
So she had to get married.
She's pretty boring. What?
That's pretty much like me, too.
It's pretty much like you, too.
I'm boring.
You're boring?
Yep.
Okay.
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, yes. This is who we're going to go see in Italy.
What are you going to see her?
What?
Like, what are you going to do when you see her? Is she going to, like, cook you cannolis and stuff, too? Is she a good cook, at least? She's a married housewife.
No, she's not a married housewife. She works for the Department of Defense.
She's not married.
She is married.
That's what I said. She's a married housewife.
She's not a housewife.
What does she do?
She works for the Department of Defense.
So basically, she's a traitor to the country.
She's working for the United States.
For the United States Department of Defense.
Base in Italy.
On a military base in Naples, Italy.
Thank you, Echo.
Ah!
Fuck you.
Your wife just flipped me off.
You're really getting on my last nerve.
Get off the headset.
That's not very Christian of you. Would Christ
pissed off your
eyes. Would Christ flip me off?
Christ, if you were lucky.
Protection from nuclear. You got a fucking prayer for protection from nuclear and chemical weapons?
I don't.
You fucking kidding me, right?
Oh.
Is that what, you know, I didn't even read this fucking book yet.
Yeah, we'll get to this in the
We time. Have to Once fucking get to that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Do you have any unmarried, drunken whore, lax standard friends from Iowa?
Well, now,
how should we say,
Oh, no.
What? Wait, what? What?
All right. We're going to get back on with the show. Oh, my God.
Jesus, that's she's suffocating.
Today. Twice today. Before she was laughing so hard, she drooled in her cup. Did you see what she put her hand up?
If she you don't hush up, Spitz will think it's a mating call. No, I'm just kidding. God damn, you are loud, I swear.
We only thought Tits was bad. She's
no, Tit is actually quiet compared to that laugh. God damn. It's cracking glass.
Oh, she's humbled now. Oh, well.
Oh, I didn't mean it. Come over here.
No. No. That may not be the best idea.
You're away with me, you guys.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
That is
4 quarters. Yeah, 4 quarters. Shit, almost tipped over.
Yeah, that charity. You already banged up my wall.
No, I didn't. Not that I can recall. I'm like, I'm not leaning on the wall, trying to hover on the chair.
Why I got a new chair.
Yeah, for you. I wonder if this is like when women have to hover over a toilet seat.
I don't know. Let's ask the expert.
Is it hard to hover over a toilet seat?
Never had to hover over a toilet seat because someone pissed on it.
Yeah.
Now my question is, what kind of a woman pisses on a toilet seat?
Bad fucking aim.
Or really fucking fat.
Yeah. I have a question. Have you taken our lessons for how to urinate standing up for a woman?
She doesn't visit the links on the site. I don't understand why.
Well, you should learn that right there. It would be very helpful to you.
Giving her a full invitation.
Yeah, what you do is you'd open up your little lips right there like a flower. And what you do is the labial lips actually act as petals for directional. And what you do is you can just, if you have like...
Why do you know so much about living being standing up?
Because it came with pictures. And all you do is just grab the panties, move them to one side, and you can act like paddle, and you can get the direction of the urine stream going. And once you get good enough, you won't even dribble. You won't need toilet paper at all. You can actually go to a urinal and do it.
Yeah.
We have a loyal Spankwagon member who's testing this right now to make sure that...
Supposedly.
So. Before we had a yeast infection get in our way. We can't tell you. It's a surprise. Yes. All right. Would you like to be a tester too? I don't have to watch you.
Yeah, that's good, because that's not going
to
happen.
But there has to be a camera there for proof.
What? You can just give her your reports to Trencher.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's you? I'm glad you know more.
It would really mean a lot to the show. Think of it like patriotic duty.
I'd like to know where you got the prayer coronation.
We actually got it from... You'll have those in the show.
I'll just sit down and listen to the show.
Like, right here.
Yes,
or just download it later.
Oh, so you're going to do it tell now?
No, actually, I was going to tell later.
Later in the show.
Like,
I don't know.
Is in segment two between 10:40 and 11 o'clock.
Segment two. Like, we have a schedule we're adhering to, yeah.
We're trying.
Have a good night.
See you later. All right.
Hope I didn't offend her.
Wow, that was interesting. What a great way to start the show.
Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes, we have to catch up on our fucking self-publicity.
No shit.
So how are you doing tonight, Trencher?
Yeah, I'm just kind of catching up with everything here.
Good. So I'm doing fine.
Good.
So that you're not going to ask.
Well, I was going to ask. You just never give me a chance to. Dick.
Yep.
So, I know that we got our little bit of sugar rush here. And
yes. Bottle caps.
I love them. The best things ever.
I don't have no root beer in here. All I have was grape, orange, and red.
Screwed.
Oh, shit, there's a brown one.
That might
I'm
be it, then.
I'm hoping it's root beer, otherwise it looks like baby shit.
Nummy!
Honey, we've been feeding this kid, LG. So anyhow, yes, I had a very interesting week. I went to work and did my job. Haven't been late.
You know, I've had a nice dull week, too. Today's been, like, horribly dull.
Fuck dull. Earlier this morning when the city started to go down, that was not
that
dull.
That was another issue, but all right. Let's see. I was going to kind of talk about the site news and show stuff, but I'll just kind of cover site news. How do you like that new index page?
Very good.
Good. I know I showed it to you a couple weeks ago.
Fucking rules, dude.
So, nice. Yeah, you haven't checked it out. Got links coming up soon?
Yes.
Good! Let's see. Site news. Anybody who's getting those nice, wonderful errors, those Java runtime errors, they have been fixed. So if your browser's been crapping out, I do apologize. Also, I finally did get around to updating because it's been a busy-ass week. I've had friends in from out of town.
Really? Who were they?
Actually,
because you certainly didn't introduce me to any of them.
Well, then, I'm sorry. They were basically my old roommate and his friends. So, and we all kind of hung out. And I'll tell you what, I've done a couple dumb things this week. Actually, three things are worth noting. One, I went to the NHRA drag races.
Yeah.
Loud as shit.
What?
There was nothing that could prepare you for the volume of those cars.
Sure, there are heavy-duty earplugs.
No, heavy-duty earplugs still doesn't do it. I had a 30-decibel earplug in, and they were still...
You said it was a 10-decibel.
No, 30-decibel earplug.
That's pretty wicked, my friend.
And I still heard it.
Jeez.
Jet engine, 6,000 horsepower motors, 200 feet away from me.
I'm guessing that's not street legal.
No.
Lucky for us, there's no turkey farm nearby.
Yes. You remember Shane.
Archive story.
Yes, archives. Yes. So yeah, that was it. That was one thing that was amazingly loud and amazingly cool to watch. Of course, I feel bad for the wife because she went willingly, but she didn't realize how loud it was.
But it was held against her will.
Yeah, she was. Mr. Ego. The fumes from the fuel. Yes, nitrous methane or nitromethane.
A tasty bottle.
Oh, nitromethane is just...
My eyes hurt for 2 days.
Yeah, eyes will burn, nose will burn and dry out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun, but it's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you had fun.
I did, up until the next day, the Monday after.
What happened then?
Or the Sunday after. Was it Sunday? Yeah. Went on my first roller coaster ever.
Really?
First roller coaster ever. Never been on a roller coaster.
Wow.
I get motion sickness very easily, as you know. We've talked about this. Me sticking my arm out.
Yes, getting your fucking head out my toll booth.
Yeah, getting the head stuck out and shumum, shibip, you know. Well, I went on the one at Sahara called Speed, the ride.
The NASCAR ride.
Mm-hmm. Big fucking mistake.
These are tasty bottle caps.
Yes, the root beer ones?
Yes.
Yes, they are. They're the best.
Very good.
So
it's like real root beer. So how was Speed the Ride?
Speed the Ride the first time was great.
Awesome!
Yeah. It was great.
You go from like a standstill.
It goes from a standstill all the way like 60 or 70 miles an hour, and they run you through one loop, a twist, and that's straight up, and then you get the free fall.
Now, that's kind of like Superman the Ride, I've been told.
Yeah.
Except there's no cheesy statue at the end.
There's no TGC cheesy statue at this one, too.
No, I mean at this ride right here.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what you're saying. Well, anyhow, so we did the, you know, we did the ride the first time, and what we did is we bought dual tickets so you can go twice, just once, twice. Well, after the first time, I was feeling a little, ooh, a little nauseous, just a tad. Nothing bad. I can handle it. They give you a chance to raise your hand to get off the ride. And I'm thinking, okay, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Well, the second time, I couldn't do it. I did the ride, and I was miserable. The minute I got off that ride, I was pale as pale can be. You can see the veins in my skin. I was so pale. I mean, I was very close to just vomiting all over.
Use an albino motherfucker.
No shit. That was a definite albino motherfucker.
For anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, that's a new Spankwagon segment.
Oh yeah, we got that one coming up here in a minute.
It's called Weird Shit Left on Claude Ball's Voicemail.
It's good stuff, man.
God damn.
But yeah, I was pretty much sick. It was over with. I couldn't eat. I had to go back. We went back to the hotel room. They could finish watching the Sunday races, and I had to just sleep for an hour. I took a couple aspirin to keep myself from just dying because my head was thumping, and
wow.
I was sweating. I mean, my whole body was drenched in sweat.
Jesus,
it was bad. It was horrible.
You couldn't go to an amusement park in California.
But, you see, I did. I went to Disneyland, and I could do all their rides. They're pretty tame. All the Disneyland rides are very tame.
I'm going to go on Viper at Magic Mountain.
See, I probably couldn't.
You know what? Hey, go to the State Line coaster. World's largest drop.
No.
Because it goes up real high and drops underground.
Jesus.
They have to dig a tunnel for this shit.
Yeah, I don't know about that one at all. See, now I think the reason Speed One got me, though, was just because of the sheer fact of the sudden acceleration.
That's what it is.
And it was so jarring. It was such a jarring roller coaster.
The most jarring roller coaster I've ever been on is Flashback.
Flashback?
It's a repetitive coaster.
Uh-huh.
It's that the whole gimmick is Flashback because you go down, and it's just a fucking circle on the way down.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes straight, and it goes shroom. The shit like does a total 180 turn, man, and just drops down like 10 feet. That's how fucking quick it is.
Yikes!
It was like very violent to be on. I think the worst ride I've ever been on that I was like, oh my god, was actually X10. At Knott's Berry Farm. What it is it's a... I'm trying to think of the best way to describe this. Imagine you're in like this rocket car that goes around in a circle, and then it goes up into the air. Okay? On this like a center column, and the rockets go around however you want. Now what happens is you get in this ride, and you have a joystick.
Okay.
And you actually can do barrel rolls in it.
Ooh.
But you know what the problem is, though? It's under your control. And they put you're in a total fucking harness that sets you in. So the remote control for this the stick there down between your legs, so it's kind of hard to reach. So when you flip upside down, you go complete 360.
Uh-huh.
The gravity has a tendency to pull your arm away, and it's hard to get back up to grab that because you're literally upside down, staying there. It's not a corkscrew. It's not a barrel roll, man. You're just like fucking stuck upside down.
That sucks.
That's the most horrible ride experience I've ever had.
Well, also in the same week, I had a good experience though.
Hmm.
We decided on Tuesday or Wednesday after work. We went out to the Stratosphere. And I love the Stratosphere just for the sake of getting up that high, even though it's ghetto. You know, going up that high and looking around the entire valley and you see where we
live.
Did
you go on the Big Shot?
Yes.
How'd you like it?
I loved it.
Isn't it great?
The Big Shot is a great ride, I'll say that. And no. For those...
The pneumatics on it shoot you up.
They shoot you up and you don't feel it. There's no jarring. Mm-hmm. But that free fall is the greatest sensation.
Free falls are fun. You should go on free fall at Magic Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You sit in this fucking cage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Four people. And the bottom is a catwalk grill for aerodynamics.
Yeesh.
And it's a 12-story drop. And it curves down like that. You end up on your back.
That's the ride they wanted to put on the Stratosphere. Remember that's that big cage ride? They wanted to put like 20 people in one of those.
Isn't it great?
They
should have done that.
Yeah.
I still feel bad they couldn't allow them, but that shit is loud.
Yeah, the big shot on top of the building, you know, you're already 1,148 mm-hmm. feet
you
up in the air.
You can see Utah, I've been told.
Really?
In the daytime and definitely Arizona.
Wow.
That reminds me, I have a question. Somebody, it was a rumor I've heard. Is the high roller operating anymore?
Yes.
Okay, so it is.
It's
okay.
Rolling, yeah.
Cool. The high roller just doesn't impress me.
No, and we had two people that were there and... two people that were there with us, and they did the high roller, and they were just kind of like, eh. It's like it's a kiddie coaster.
It is up on top. Yeah. That's the only reason, because it's on Stratosphere, that it's the highest roller coaster.
Yeah.
But it's not the largest drop.
No.
Largest drop actually now is, I think, in a Busch Gardens ride.
Really?
I think it's, I know the word is dragon, but it's in German. That's the name of the ride.
Mm.
But anyhow, yeah, that's very fun. But you should really go to some coasters out in L.A., the first coaster, major coaster I went on was Revolution.
Revolution?
Mm-hmm. I went on Corkscrew at Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It was just up, and then you throw a corkscrew, and you're done. But Revolution was the first one where I actually went in loops and stuff. Revolution was very fun. After that, I really recommend go on Viper.
Well, my thing is, if I ever go on a roller coaster, I'm Dramamine-ing about an hour before.
It's like a 235-foot drop, accelerating to 80 miles an hour.
Holy cow.
Isn't that great?
That sounds fun, but like I said...
Because it's on the side of a mountain.
Without me having some Dramamine, I would puke.
Then take some Dramamine. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So that was your week.
Yeah, that was my week, dude. So, yeah, it was basically a lot of fun doing things, some touristy-like things.
Good.
Checked out the Star Trek experience one more time. And
did you have a warp core breach?
No, they were closed. Quark's closed. We went late.
Ah.
But they did update the stuff. So if anybody has gone through like the Star Trek ride, they've updated it to include the new Enterprise show.
Interesting.
And they're going to probably update it again here once Nemesis comes out.
Cool.
So that's what it looks like. But yeah,
I think the ultimate what they can do right there is just have Gene Roddenberry's ashes in a whirlwind chamber.
Problem is, his ashes are now up in space.
Really?
Yeah, he launched his ashes up in space.
We've got to recover them.
Yeah, between that and all the loose bolts. So, hey, I know something. Bringing back a little bit of the site stuff. We asked last week, and we asked everybody to post on the message boards. What do you think? What kind of car would Jesus drive?
What would Jesus drive?
What would Jesus drive? Jeebus. What kind of car would Jeebus drive?
Die right. Reminds me of that song by Ray Stevens. Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
Hey.
Ray Stevens is a comic.
Ray Stevens is a good
guy.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
Very funny. Basically, what we decided to do is we decided to ask this, and of course, Reverend Hammer went ahead and posted it for us, like we asked.
Correct.
So thank you very much, Rev, and I know you're listening in. And then we only got a couple answers.
I kind of have a feeling I know what Jesus would drive.
Well, let me just put you this way. One of our very, very, very spank loyal users, Red Rum,
mm-hmm.
What she wrote here is a fully loaded, bling bling, tight whipped Cadillac Escalade. Off-white with cream, leather, chrome trim, power everything, limo tint, DVD, CD changer, DVD headrest monitors, Xbox, and satellite hookup.
Wait a minute, Red Rum, if you're listening, isn't that the same shit you said your mom wanted to buy?
I think so. So I think her mom is Jesus. At least to her.
Then the second coming is going to
arrive. The second coming is here, but wait, they have to rebuild the temple.
He's not coming back looking like Ted Nugent. What was the other answer?
The only other answer is me.
You're great.
Yeah, Dodge Charger with a 446 pack. Remember, we had that discussion on the show.
I don't think Jesus would drive any of those.
Really, what do you think Jesus would drive?
I think Jesus wants some luxury in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus might take a Mark 8. A Lincoln Mark
8. A Lincoln Mark 8.
Yeah. Mm. Kind of conservative.
Conservative, but showy. Maybe. Well, you think? I don't think Jesus had anything to do with those brand new Cadillacs.
No.
Jesus, those are right.
I don't think Christ would endorse the Escalade. I mean, it would be really funny if Christ has, like, bad taste in fucking cars.
Mm-hmm.
And Christ, like, ends up, you know, in, like, a fucking Honda with clear taillights.
You know, Jesus has a ricer. And one other post here.
That's a righteous rice.
God, what if Bible boys decided to go rice?
And that, okay, then he'd be, his fucking car would have like gator skin on it.
Jesus. And Oscar here, another one of our very, very spank loyalists, actually 300 some odd fucking posts.
Impressive.
I've dubbed him Spank Whore, but he didn't like that too much.
Why?
I don't know. He wrote, and let me say this, and of course, how I'm going to start it was going to be kind of bad, but he writes, quote, and I quote, see, I can't quote.
Should I read it for you?
Yeah, you better read that
one. And I quote, from many a lunchtime in high school with the Reverend Hammer, Pappy Traveler, myself, and other depraved individuals. Mine eyes have seen the glory in the coming of the Lord. He was driving down the freeway in a 1920 Ford, with one hand on the throttle and the other on a bottle. It was Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. And he was singing, glory, glory, hallelujah. The teacher hit me with a ruler. I hid behind the door with a loaded 44, and that bitch that hit the floor. You know, I always remember that one ending as, she ain't my teacher no more. But that's very good that we've basically broken down the Messiah to a limerick.
It's not a limerick, dude. That's the glory.
I know.
Yeah. The public, I can't remember what it's called.
I don't think so, man. I don't think Jesus would drive any shit that old.
Hey, come on, you can custom rod those things. I think you're not thinking about being custom rod. You're thinking about a nice, cheap-ass 1920s Ford Model
yeah,
P.
Yeah, I just keep having these pictures, man, of you people like trying to put Jesus in something cheap. Like,
oh, and I love it. I love it. Hold on. In the message boards. Reverend Hammer, damn it, Pappy Coon and I are going to have to sing that correctly on the next Just Shut the Fuck Up.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, we don't do stuff good enough for you here.
Yeah, I know.
We're not quite it. I guess we're old.
Wasn't fucking singing it, dude.
We're old.
Gospel.
Yeah, you weren't singing it. You were sort of Twilight Zoning it.
Just trying to read it off in a somewhat serious manner. I could do fucking William Shatner.
Okay, let's hear it.
And my eyes have seen the coming of the Lord. He was behind the wheel of a four. Duh.
Duh.
That's actually kind of a fuck up, but you think about it. You know Shatner would say that.
Yeah.
By the way, there's something I'm dying to see.
Yeah.
There's a Shatner Nimoy interview where they're interviewed like in the garden sitting on like a director's chairs, like those. I'm really dying to see this because I heard a review of it. Shatner farts in the middle of it, and the boom mic picks it up. It sounds like a loud quack. And Nimoy looks at Shatner, and Shatner just has this puzzled look on his face. And he's looking around like he's looking for something, and fucking Nimoy is just so embarrassed by it. If anybody can find a video clip of that, please like let me know, man. I want to see that, because it sounds pretty damn interesting.
That does actually sound very interesting. Just
loud quack out of Shatner's ass. Even his farts have pauses. My bowels are loose. Could you check that last fudgeance for any loose stool?
Or corn.
Corn!
Just look for Shatner farts on Kazaa. Yeah, there you go. That's exactly how you'd have to do it. Kazaa would have it. Morpheus would have it. All else fails. Freeware. Oh, boy. Let's see. So we got those out of the way. Nice. Today's kind of a nice mellow day. It's Halloween.
This is Halloween. Halloween.
I hate
Halloween.
Fucking holidays.
I love Halloween. Halloween, if you don't like any other holiday, you can like not like Christmas. But you have to at least like Halloween.
I don't know. I just don't. Me and Halloween, we just don't get along.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't have a very much. I don't have a very much liking for any holiday. I see a lot of holidays just not meaning to me what they used to mean. Therefore,
well,
just not something I
get
into.
There's another reason I really like Halloween, and this is kind of a pseudo news story right now. A lot of people are against Halloween, and a lot of communities are trying to erase it.
Right.
They think that they don't think it's right to celebrate death.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually, to be honest with you, a very racist statement.
Well, technically, isn't that what a funeral is?
Well,
a funeral is a celebration of death. Celebration of life.
Actually, a wake is.
Yeah.
But let me give you a better example. That's actually very kind of prejudiced and almost racist to say that right there.
Why do you say racist?
Dia de Muertos.
Uh-huh.
Day of the Dead.
Right.
It's a big Hispanic celebration.
Uh-huh.
Honoring the dead and celebrating it. So
right.
If they're saying it's wrong, then they're cursing some...
Exactly.
Don't
that
matter.
Holiday is on the wrong day. They're talking about Halloween, the candy giving.
No, they're saying they're saying that the celebration of death is wrong. What kind of message are we sending to our children? And I quote, "That's off a CNN story." To be honest with you, Jesus Christ, man, just shut the fuck up. You know what would have been a really interesting Halloween in Virginia if they hadn't caught that sniper?
Oh, no shit.
Can you imagine that?
If they wouldn't have caught that sniper, there would have been no Halloween there. No.
Cheek or snipe.
Yeah, you know what? The biggest, you know, people dressing up like a ghost and witches and snipers.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know.
Go take your kid to each house and, like, pull up in a white van.
But it wasn't even a white van, god damn it.
Yeah, how about that?
It was a Caprice with a folded down back, or not folded down, but removed back seat. Jesus Christ.
Isn't that great?
I love her.
That was real accuracy.
God.
It was the fucking police department's ineptness.
No, it was someone else's leaking it from the police department. And then they make, I love it, they made mugshots of a vehicle.
Yeah, wasn't that great? And then they like stopped every single white van and police.
Yeah. I was reading an article where a guy who owns a white van was very pleased because he kept getting suspicious looks whenever he drove to work. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being a cable guy out there, or being a utility guy, or a phone guy, or
any
a
kind of
man?
Any kind of service
any
industry
city truck,
job,
white truck
that requires you to drive a white van around, man. Oh shit! Good thing it wasn't like a minivan. Mitchell, soccer moms would be panicked.
Oh, Jesus. Minivan sales plummet. Dodge goes out of business. Hey, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to be back here in a little bit. You are listening to
Spankwagon Radio. We're available at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yes, the very
And if you're online right now, go ahead and check out our chat room. Play along with the home game, man. Join us. It'll be fun.
Very fun.
That's right.
Because even though you may have, let's say, port blocking, let's say if you're at work and you can't get on the chat, but you know,
exactly,
you can check out the web chat.
Exactly,
get you there too. Exactly. All right, guys, Spankwagon Radio. We'll be back.
I've got the big bug.
Cut the information. Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good, actually.
It was great.
It was wonderful.
Bravo.
More!
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 Wagon Radio.
Hi.
How you doing?
We both had like the same just sort of knack to just want to say the site right away, but we always kind of cross each other up.
I know.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio only yet.
Well, I wasn't going to interrupt you this time.
Well, no, that's why I stopped.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Woohoo!
All right. What is our next segment for our fine listeners at home?
Well, since we are going based upon segments this evening, tonight we are going to pray for our nation.
Now, without giving away too much of what we do right here, we work in an industry which is widely used by everybody.
Sanitation district. So,
not quite.
Actually, no. I found this one somewhere else.
Is that the one that I got?
No, this is not the one you got. I found this one somewhere else.
Anyhow.
Basically, what it is, have you ever heard of those Bible channels, like WTBN and stuff like that?
Yes.
Well, in the mall they had a table.
You got that from the mall?
Yes, at a table.
Well, I got an yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, see, they came around, and we're partners with one of these people somehow,
some way.
So as a gift to everybody, they came and dropped these fucking...
These are $5 books.
They dropped these prayer books off on our desks.
Yes, but they're $5 books, man. We got $5 books.
Yeah, which is funny, because we're in an office full of not only Christians and Catholics, but atheists and Muslims, oh my.
It's great.
But we work with cool Muslims.
Oh, very cool. None of the hostile ones.
Yes.
Yes.
At least not yet.
No, not until we piss them off enough. Oh, hey, guess where this is printed? Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, fuck. Well, maybe Whitey knows a printer.
All right.
But
the little booklet's called...
There we go. Yes. What is the name?
Pray for Our Nation. It's a prayer book. It says scriptural prayers.
Scriptural prayers.
To revive our country.
Wow.
Prayer will save the country, kids.
Which is, I got a copy of this book, and I didn't bother to read it, because most of the time, in my experience, a lot of these books are just total bullocks. It's rubbish.
Yeah, but you see, the best way to understand something that you're criticizing, or at least making a valid argument of, is to read it. But I haven't read it either. I really haven't, but I decided...
Oh, you're a hypocrite.
Yes. But I decided I was going to go through it and look at what some of these prayers were.
Or what they're for.
Or what they're for. Now, it's broken down into four, like two or... Because
looking at this
parts?
Right here,
four parts.
These look like Christian spells for witchcraft.
Yes, basically though they're Christian spells for the saving of our nation. One of them is prayers for the leaders of our nation. So first off, it's going to start off with the president. Then it goes with the Congress. Then it goes
prayers for the leaders of our nation.
Yes, prayers for the leaders of our nation. Let me read the presidential one.
Please.
Let me just bookmark this.
Because you have most certainly got my curiosity up right now.
Okay. Now, folks, you're talking to one atheist and one recovering Catholic. You figure out who's who. And this is going to be funny. Okay.
I don't walk funny. Hint, hint. Anyhow.
Okay. The president. Dear Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up our president to you. I know that our leader's heart is in your hand, so I ask you to guide the head of our nation in the way you would have him go. Father, I pray that you would surround our president with wise counsel, men and women of integrity who place your agenda and the good of this nation above their own. Do you want me to continue?
Well, I'm going to say something so we're going to blow your mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you're reading this off right now, are you saying an official prayer? Because it's done in jest, are you damning our nation? By insulting the Lord.
I don't know. I think our nation's pretty much already going to hell.
What else we got in here?
Let's see.
Please flip around.
We have Congress crisis. Oh, decisions in national crisis. Let's check out decisions in national crisis.
Yes.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would direct the leaders of this nation in the time of crisis. Grant them wisdom and understanding, and help them to respond quickly and effectively to each situation. May divinely directed decisions be on their lips. Sounds like we're blending a little bit of church and state again. A little bit of bringing it a little all together now.
Wait. Huh? Wrong. Wait, hold on a second. I think the most Christ ever said was believe in me and know everlasting life. I don't think Christ was message was do your own thing, drink a little wine and be happy. It was not let me fucking give you some wisdom.
Well, no. See, the idea of religion and the idea of the of like what religion tries to say is it tries to help you find God. It tries to help you worship. I know that if she wasn't half passed out on the carpet here, she could join us, but the wife could probably answer a lot of this better than I could anymore. Right. As far as I can tell now, religion has changed their focus from that to being able to be there to answer all your questions, to help you find the definitions and to understand the religion better. Now, that's why we have multiple religions, though. You know, and of course, religion is one of the biggest factors in what? Wars.
I have a question.
What?
You have a Bible in your house?
We have several of them.
What kind do you have?
I have two King James versions, a couple international versions, Mormon Bible, just for the shits and giggles
I'm really gonna say some shit to really fuck up your mind here.
And
no, technically, the King James Bible is the only legitimate Bible out there.
No.
That's true. I've seen it. So I've seen the proof.
What's the proof?
What it is
that a guy rewrote the Bible because he wanted to have control over the religion?
Yeah. What it is very interesting. The wording in the King James changes.
Mm-hmm.
They don't call him holy man. They don't call him holy lord. They just call lord and man.
Lord
things
man.
Like that. They change a lot of things out. It's also very interesting how it goes towards the one world religion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, there was only technically one world that they would recognize. They used that Bible when they went to during the Crusades, because that was written somewhere, I want to say, during or after. I mean, it was just... The problem is, though, is the fact that the Bible and religion leads to wars until the modern era. Now, economy leads to wars.
Mm-hmm. Well, the economy has become our Bible.
Yeah, it really has. Capitalism has really gone to us. Now, let me oh, there's prayers for law enforcement officers, election...
Oh, come on, are you fucking serious?
Yes. Hold on, let me get back to my chapter of Congress. Protection for firefighters, okay. Election of godly leaders. That's on 16. Let's turn to 16 real quick. Now I'm just going to read a little bit of this. But, Father, I desire to vote intelligently in all elections. Dear Florida.
Yes. Can we send a copy of this to fucking Reverend Hammer?
Reverend Hammer, we are going to send a copy of this to you for you to post up everywhere. Especially, okay, here's the funny part. Florida right now with their midterm elections, do you know who's coming in to oversee them?
Who?
Russians.
Oh,
you want to know why? You want to know why they're coming in to oversee these elections?
Why?
Because we have trained the Russians better than we've trained our own people in how to take care of elections.
I ain't right, dude.
There you go, folks.
We have fucking pingos having to take care
not
of
pingos.
Oh, I'm sorry, red commies.
Thank you. Coming in to tell us how to vote. Make sure to vote that we're doing what we said we're supposed to do, because we did this to them and we tried to help them out when they were starting their whole elections up. It's a fucked up thing.
Jesus Christ,
but
man.
Yes, election of godly leaders. This first line says Florida. What, fuck the father. Take out the flag. Florida, I desire to vote intelligently in all elections. I pray that you will bring to light the things I need to know so I may vote in line with your plan, will, and purpose. Yeek.
God damn.
All right, moving on.
Wait, what's God's God's plan? What's his will and purpose?
I don't know what his will and purpose is.
Well, I'm just
going to go to war with Muslims.
Yeah, shit.
If this prayer holds true, God's will in life is to go to war with Muslims. Therefore, I guess it's a religious thing.
You know what, man? Just fuck it. No, just leave me out of shit.
We have prayer for Christians to vote, as opposed to, of course, then being discriminating others.
Catholics.
Well, discriminating others from voting. Muslims.
Good point.
Jews.
Atheists.
And Florida's already known for that. Florida's really well known for that. You know, they actually will keep, huh?
Can see real quick.
Yeah, want me to keep going through it, or sure. What do you want to do?
Keep going. I'm going to save my shit for the end.
Okay. Prayer 2. Prayers.
I'm curious as to what else we have fucking prayers for.
Well, we got it. Prayer, part 2 is prayers for the social welfare of our nation. There's a prayer for national morality, schools, the education system, and educators. There's a prayer for racial harmony. Okay. But then on the social welfare, there's a prayer for national patriotism. Shouldn't that be the top one?
Keep
there's,
going.
There's
please.
A prayer for the media.
The media?
The media. Would
what you the like fuck are you praying for in the media?
Let's find out. This would be page 38.
Everything else seems to be pretty self-explanatory.
The media. Dear Father, in Jesus' name, may there be such a revival in our nation that it will affect every area of the media. May the church be so riveted, may there be such a gathering of believers that they neither will tolerate media hype nor support whatever would fuel it. In other words, it's a prayer to say, dear God, please keep the advertiser from dictating the media. Amen.
I got a prayer for you. It's called, dear Jesus, I don't know if you exist or not. If you do, I guess I'm fucked up. Or, no, let me rephrase that. I guess I'm going to be by default on your side, right? So, like, yeah. Don't want to be in hell going, huh? Yeah, well, don't you feel stupid now? Anyhow, so, like, Jesus, could you please, like, do something, you know, make a couple calls, make a personal appearance if necessary, and knock this stupid shit off? Thanks.
Exactly. Moving on to part 3. Prayers for the safety of our nation, protection for the body of Christ.
Did you run two sentences on together?
No. Prayers for the safety of our nation, protection for the body of Christ.
For the body of Christ?
Body of Christ.
Since when did communal wafers become a nation?
Apparently it's whatever bacteria grows on them.
You know what, dude? That's pretty thin, man. That metaphor was stretched pretty far out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did screw that up. It's just called Prayers for the Safety of Our Nation. And then the next page is Protection for the Body of Christ. Because when I read it off of there...
It's a little late for that, isn't it?
It puts it all together.
Yeah,
my bad.
I can understand. I would have done the same thing.
But yeah,
Protection
body of Christ.
For the Body of Christ?
Protection for the body of Christ.
Well, what the... You're not from, yeah. Well, you know, in some cases, who knows these were zealots.
Okay.
Protection for
there's,
the body of Christ.
There's... Yeah, for the body of
Dear
Christ.
Dear Lord... Please buy mesh gloves. Thank you. What else?
Dear Lord, Neosporin. Amen.
Neo. Na, 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 na. Sporin.
Damn, okay. There is a prayer for national protection. There is a prayer.
Hey, how about a prayer for our government that's stopping illegal aliens to stop fucking letting Haitians wash ashore? Thanks, Florida, once again.
And they all just jumped off a boat.
And the Coast Guard said, well, we didn't stop them because we didn't think they're a threat. So freighter hits the fucking beach, and they have 100 Haitians running wild, literally, in the streets of Florida. The police had to fucking corral and round up. Mm-hmm. They make it sound like a cattle truck overturned on the interstate.
Oh, yeah.
What else we have in this book?
My favorite, and you'll love this one, and you too at home will love this.
Great. That's always a good fucking sign. That's good sarcasm on its way. Indulge me quick before I change my mind.
Protection from nuclear and chemical weapons.
We had that before. It's called a fallout shelter.
Father, I thank you. Or excuse me, God.
Is this a prayer book or are you reading some shit off EverQuest, dude? These sound like fucking EQ spells, bro.
No, these aren't EQ spells. This is from, and I'll give the publisher's name here in a minute.
Dear Jesus, please dispatch magic missile level 20 onto fucking Iraq. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
Missile command, I'm sorry. You know what? The Reverend Hammer's mentoring Missile Command, and I found out what the Star Wars program was back in the 80s, okay?
Missile Command.
Yeah, fuck. Laser beams in space.
Yep.
Based on a failed Tesla theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't
so,
that
yeah,
great?
It is fucking
government
Missile
spending
Command.
Government spending at its best. Let me go
NORAD
on.
Is a giant trackball.
Yes. Shit! Just saw Chicago.
Oh, I'm out of missiles! Assault over. Counting remaining buildings. Round two.
Okay. Protection from nuclear and chemical weapons. Father, I think you... I keep reading this wrong. This is
okay.
My fault.
Read slow, because I want to hear the protection spell for... Yeah, and I'm not calling these prayers. I'm calling them spells. From nuclear and chemical weapons.
Father, I thank you that you make a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous. If you spared Israel from the Egyptians, you will spare your people now, as you would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10 righteous people. So, 2, I pray you will spare the cities of our nation for the sake of the righteous. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will alert us of any hidden dangers, that we might pray as needed or as need arises. I pray you keep our nation strong so that our might would deter offenders. Satan, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bind you and forbid any weapon to operate against our nation.
I can't get fucking people to use their turn signal in traffic no matter how hard I will it. The fuck makes you think Satan's going to stop it? What the fuck, too, man? This, you know... So, I love the first one, as you would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. You know how confident that makes me in that fucking prayer? About as confident as John DeLorean when they asked him in Belfast, do you think you have a good team here? He goes, well, if this country can build the Titanic, I'm sure they can build my car. Yeah, good metaphor.
Well, all right.
Granted, both were good projects built by Irishmen that were ruined by the English. Thank you.
Or ICE. Yeah, they also have a prayer for the families of our military, the military, peace, veterans, POWs, MIAs.
Now I know what these bottle caps taste like, dude. Dude, this tastes like root beer Spanish fly.
Yeah. Protection from terrorism, national disaster. Do we already have national disaster?
Swear to God, we already have
national disaster. Oh, national crisis.
I'd say disaster's pretty much a fucking crisis.
Well, I guess there's maybe stages of disaster, just like there's stoplights that tell us how much of a national security. Red, green, yellow, orange, blue, purple, rainbow, we're all fucked.
You sound like you fucking read a commercial for Lucky Charms, bro.
No.
So these Jesus spells.
Yeah, Jesus spells. So there's also then part 4, prayers for the spiritual growth of our nation.
Oh God.
The peace of Israel, national revival.
Fuck Israel, dude. You, Israel, you want peace? Get out of Palestine.
Yes.
God damn, dude. It's not your fucking country. Just because we took some shit from the Indians, you can't take your shit from Arabs. Or, I'm sorry, not your shit, their shit from them. Get the fuck out of Palestine, and the bombings will stop.
Yeah.
I'm not taking sides on this. I'm just saying, do the right fucking thing, man.
Yep.
Because you know if Palestinians fucking went into Israel and started setting up fucking little tents over there, they'd sure as shit kick them out.
Oh, no shit. You know, but it's good for the gander. So, yeah, these are some of these. And the publisher, by the way, the book is, again, Pray for Our Nation.
Who's the publisher? And who's the author?
Well, I'm going to guess that it's not an author, but unless otherwise indicated, all scripture quotations, and they don't have many quotations that I've read, but they're all taken from a King James version of the Bible. However, I did notice that some of the quotations were taken from the NIV, and they notated as such. Yeah. But this is published
dangerous.
By...
Jack Chick says the NIV is dangerous.
Harrison House. So, PrayForOurNation.com.
Fuck you. If anybody heard that, no, I'm not giving out freebies. Let me see something here.
So that's the prayer book. Now, we got these, and of course, Pray for Our Nation, which...
How do we know this is going to work?
It's not.
No, I want to know.
I don't know. Blind faith. I mean, isn't that all what religion really is? Blind
no,
faith?
Because what I'm going to do it's is, faith. Check this out. I'm going to go, and I'm going to say a prayer, okay? Let's see. And what's going to happen if my prayer don't happen by tomorrow, I'm going to go ask for my money back because it's a defective book. We should get a class action lawsuit going on for false advertising.
See, now, I don't know if that really holds true with that because then they can be covered under freedom of speech.
Pray to revive our country.
Right.
That means that they're guaranteeing these going
to protests use freedom of speech, though, to keep from war or keep taxes down or whatever reason they want to protest.
The point is
freedom of speech.
People are buying
you
this.
You can't.
No, let me explain. Commercial mode on. Scriptural prayers to revive our country. Okay? Now, this book is $5.
Yes.
I'm saying it didn't cost anywhere near that to fucking print it, okay?
No, no, definitely
far, not. Far cheaper. My goal to this right here, first of all, which I think is completely wrong, and I'm not religious, but I think this is truly blasphemous from a standpoint of, if I were a Christian, I would be offended by this book.
Right.
Because I think it's wrong for someone to take the words of out of a sacred doctrine and try to twist them around for profit, number one. Number two, they're selling this book to people mm-hmm. based upon the belief that if people buy this book and follow the prayers inside, they are going to revive the country and things like that. That they're going to do good.
But, again, I'll take the other side of it. You know, people do pray because of the fact that they want mm-hmm. to find something. They want to feel that they have some sort of control.
I'm not. No,
religion gives them a control.
No. What the problem here is you and I are arguing two separate points. What I'm saying is these are specially written scripture-esque mm-hmm. prayers, okay, on here, and I'm saying that they are not fucking that. This is a book based off of greed, not of to help people witness or anything like that. No, I'm not. I am fucking pretty much atheist, but I have read up on these terms. I've had to make fun of the subject.
Well, the only way to know something.
Okay, but basically what I'm saying is this book is wrong, and I think that it is basically very inappropriate of Harrison House to publish this book, because it is quite blasphemous to take the words of the Lord and God, as they are supposed to be, to twist them around for profit.
Okay, here's the problem, though, with that statement, is the fact that they're not taking words of God. They're giving references. Mm-hmm. They're giving references to these prayers. But they're not taking the prayers exactly from the Bible.
Then I'm saying that
What these people are doing is they're fabricating their own prayer. Mm-hmm. Much in the same way that if you ever sit there and pray, which I know you don't, but mm-hmm. if you were one to sit there and pray, just to pray, Dear Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, mm-hmm. please keep Tommy from losing his other leg this week.
Yeah.
Okay? That's a prayer. Well, sure there's no monetary gain. Sure. You know, maybe this is giving people for $5. This is giving people $5 mm-hmm. worth of something to say because they're not fucking clever enough.
And
to
you
say
hit it
themselves.
On the head, and you hit it on the head, okay? And you hit it on the head totally, okay? What it is they're trying to sell a product on there which they're not properly marketing. But you and I know that's what it is. It's basically a little security blanket.
It is. This is a public security blanket for people's minds.
Yes.
Thinking that hey, if I say these, at least in my mind, they'll get better because that's what they're hoping. And they're trying to get out of religion.
And I think it's completely wrong because they are blasphemizing the sacred words. Because basically, if it is truly God's plan right there, then everything is already set in motion no matter what we
say. No, that's only if you're a Calvinist. If you're a Calvinist, you believe in...
They always say God has a plan, man.
Well, if you're a Calvinist, you believe that predestination.
That reminds
me. You believe that you already know what's good. No matter what's going to happen, mm-hmm. no matter what you do... I'm just looking at reflections of
that. That's right. That reminds me, I have a question for you. I was going to bring this up to you as a point, because I know you love these kind of thinking subjects.
Okay.
You know when somebody dies, they said God just wanted to call them home?
Yes.
Because we're alive, does that mean God doesn't want us?
No. No,
think
not at all.
About it that way.
Not at all. We have a place here in the physical, and we have a place in the spiritual. And when we die, we join God in the spiritual. That's the thought. When we're here on earth, we're taking the corporeal form. We're taking the human form. Mm-hmm. We're taking the form of physical.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's an interesting light to spin on it. God didn't want you near him. That's why he's making you live.
Okay, yes and no. Because there are some religious beliefs out there, especially like with the Puritans. Again, they were Calvinists, bringing that back into this. But they actually believed that they were born... predestined. You either were saved or you were damned. No in-betweens. Okay?
Okay, now I know what you're talking about
there.
Okay, but
now,
yes.
What it is, though, is you have to live a good life. If you live a good life, you're saved. You get brought up.
Wrong. It's predetermined.
No, that's only Calvinism. There's other forms of religion.
Calvinism was only
one religion that thinks that way. There's plenty of others that don't. There's plenty of others like Catholic.
Well, with that religion right there, you could go ahead, you could live a good life, and even if you weren't chosen to begin with, you're still fucked.
Exactly. And then they're with that religion also. And that's problems they had with it. But then people said, well, I'll just... What really hooked them in on this was the fact that, let's say, they all thought, okay, we'll just live a good life anyway, because just in case we are. Because then we'll lead better role models and so on and so forth. That was the logic loop to get out of it. But you're right. Why not party and drink and beat people mm-hmm. and piss on, you know, people? Fuck them. You're already going to heaven because it's already predestined. Mm-hmm. You just don't know it.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's one thing. But
Yeah, so that's why they alter the things right there. That's why hell has the form it does.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that when missionaries first went to Alaska and the Great White North, known as Canada, they tried to convince Eskimos, they tried to convert them to Christianity. They told them of hell, a fiery place. You know, they were actually excited because it was warm. So they actually had to change hell to be a description of chains of ice.
Hmm.
In a giant frozen lake of fire. It wasn't really fire, it was frozen.
Frozen lake of frozen ice. Water. Yeah. But yeah, so this is Pray for Our Nation.
At which we both, no matter what we say, both Trencher and I feel it is a bad book.
It is, and I'll say this, even though I'm a little more religious than you, and of course I wish the wife was conscious, because she's very religious.
She'd
be able to
out.
Help us. Yeah, she's passed out, but mm-hmm. you know,
I don't feel it's an appropriate book.
I don't think it was appropriate. I don't think it's appropriate at all. I don't think it was appropriate wherever you work and you have it handed out to you.
I did not feel that was appropriate. I mean, you know, I understand people want to do good intentions and a good deed is correct, which, by the way, if, you know, depending upon if you're just pure Christian right there, good deeds don't get you into heaven. It's the only exception of Jesus.
Exactly.
So you could do all the good deeds you
can
do.
And if you're Catholic, reconciliation really doesn't do it for you. You mm-hmm. got to do it for yourself. But anyhow, exactly. Why don't we go ahead? We're going to cut to a quick break.
Uh-huh.
We'll be back here in a little bit.
Spankwagon Gospel Hour. Fuck.
No shit. We'll move right along with next topics. But you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net, because that's my whole job here. I'm Claude Balls, the URL announcer.
Thank you. And I'm Trencher, your religious guru.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's bullshit.
Right now.
We'll also get to the mystery voicemail.
Oh, yeah. That's
we want to hear that.
We ought to do that. I don't know. Maybe this next one. But, hey, folks.
Okay, cool.
Welcome back. You took a short break there. Let us catch our breaths and kind of pat ourselves on the back.
That's right. Yes.
But you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
You stole my line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. But you're not union, so fuck you.
Yeah. If I was union, I'd be fine.
I got some news.
Right now.
Typical news.
Some news.
News.
I sent you a news story, too.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't post that one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, I meant know by heart anyway.
Okay. Why don't you start off with yours since you know by heart?
Okay. What it is several years ago, back in, actually, matter of fact, 1989, going into 90.
1989.
Mm-hmm. There was a woman, I believe in Ohio, was it? Ohio?
Yes.
Yes, Ohio. She was in a car accident in a Chrysler. I can't remember what it was. What kind of Chrysler?
Irrelevant.
It was a K car.
Yeah.
What happened
with airbags?
With airbags.
One of the first, because Chrysler was the first to actually develop, not develop, but develop their airbags.
And make them in to become mandatory in 1988. Anywho, she was in an accident and the airbag deployed. She credits Chrysler, gives Chrysler mad props and huge ups for saving her life and the life of her unborn child.
However,
apparently, because of the placement of her hand, the airbag burned her hand and scalded it.
Mm-hmm.
It singed it. Now, if anybody's ever been in an accident with an airbag, have you?
No. Lynn's pretty, so far, so good.
I have been when I wrecked a bank van. And what I can tell you right now is there is a detonation, there is a fire charge inside,
yes,
which blows out. And it actually seared my shirt. It was hot enough to sear it, but it was really contained. But anyhow, she basically sued Chrysler. And then her lawyer initiated a class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
So
an unfair class action lawsuit.
Basically, what it is they wanted each Chrysler owner of a K car series made between this year and that year to be compensated.
$57 or something like that.
When I read it, actually, it was going to be like $780.
Oh, was it higher? Okay.
Yes. That's how much they wanted to compensate all these people, regardless whether or not they had been an accident. This was just simple compensation, not, hey, I fucking got an accident, not, hey, give me this money to retrofit an airbag, just, I happen to own one of these cars, so I won't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
That was totally it. Chrysler is happy. They had a dismissal for the award, but the problem is they...
$17 million dismissal.
It was more than that.
It
was $58
million. Was it $58 by the time of lawyer fees?
By the time of lawyer fees and stuff, it was $58 million Chrysler was going to have to fucking win against them. They fought it. And they finally won. But they had to end up spending $6 million in lawyer fees to get the thing. Chrysler was very happy with the award, and mm-hmm. I have to agree with them on this one right here. As you know, I'm a huge critic of the car industry.
Right.
Things like that. But I have to I'm going to have to side with Chrysler on this one. It was frivolous, and it was initiated by greedy, overzealous lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. As far as I'm concerned, the legal system is about as screwed up as a religious system sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But you know what?
So.
At least we have a good religious system. I mean, legal system.
Well, when it comes
religion
to speeding
changes.
Tickets.
Yes.
When it comes to speeding tickets, we can't deny your guy.
Yes.
But
Matt,
yeah.
Props.
I heard about that, and I was always wondering what happened to that, but I'm really pleased you sent it to me. I'm just sorry mm-hmm. I never printed it out. Never had a chance to. Oh, boy. I got a few things about advertisements, and then one very, very sad and tragic news.
Yes, we're going to get to that one. Even Cookers was upset about that.
It was very, very wrong. But something we mentioned actually last week's show was the ugly kids bulletin boards or billboards that are up all over the place throughout the
yes.
Vegas Valley.
Yes, they were quite puzzling at first. Tit had a theory on them.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. And Tit believes that they are part of an advertisement campaign to show radio disc jockeys as children.
Or altered photos of them as children. Basically, in good humor of saying ugly kids, ugly adults, or something like that.
That's basically was the gist of it.
That was the point. Well, needless to say, Billboard campaign criticized. And this is what I got for headlines. And what I saw was ugly kids campaign billboard. I'm like, oh, okay, I know what this is. I wonder what this is about.
Is this is this story based out of Las Vegas?
Yes, this is off of the LasVegasSun.com.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Very good.
Says here, the placement of ads precedes National Adoption Month. November, as it appears, is National Adoption Month. Well, this is
big
my favorite.
Big month for you?
Huh?
Big month for you?
Oh, yeah, right up there with every other freaking holiday. All right. To Linda Lay, who manages the Clark County Court-Appointed Special Advocate's Office, there's no such thing as an ugly kid. But yet, there they are, towering over the streets and highways on billboards thousands of Las Vegans have seen. Ugly kids.
Ugly kids.
That's all the sign says, between computer-altered images of two facially challenged preteens.
And I didn't really see anything wrong. I mean, I
didn't either.
Of course, man, it's a little young, actually, you're right.
Lay, whose office serves as an advocate for children in the need of foster care or adoption, said the timing of the placement of the billboards is bizarre because November is National Adoption Month. This is her quoting. We work so hard because we believe that every kid deserves a home, no matter who they are, what they look like, or what their circumstances are, Lay said. There are no ugly kids. I don't think that kids and ugly belong in the same sentence.
Sure they do. There's some people got some fugly-ass children out there.
Oh, no shit. Then it goes on saying, you know, so who thinks it does? The ugly and kids, of course. And it goes on to say that, yes, these billboards were put up by Clear Channel Outdoor, who does outdoor advertising, because they want to own the fucking universe via the radio stations, which we'll get to next week with my rant for another round of my little things for next week. They want to own radio stations, they want to own bulletin boards, they want to own TV channels. Fuck them, they're going to own everything, and we will all enjoy Leave It to Beaver 24/7.
Fuck you, man. You know what's going to end up being, dude?
Hmm.
It's going to be like that fucking movie, Demolition Man. With
yep.
With the fucking
Insta
station.
Ratings.
That plays nothing but fucking mini tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking advertisements.
Yep. Now, what it is, though, is it says it's a teaser campaign. So, in a couple weeks, we're going to see. And I'll let you guys know when we do see what they are. But this lady was really flipping out because of the fact that she thought it was anti-kids to the point, you know, well, great, now National Adoption Month's coming up and people are not going to want to adopt because the kids are going to be ugly. But those are bulletin boards for the adoption. Those are nothing to do with adoption. They have no point in anywhere in the bulletin board to say,
not
adopt
once.
Ugly kids or don't adopt ugly kids.
Not once, and seeing that billboard, myself or knowing anybody who has seen it, has commented on it, did anyone ever think that it had anything to do with adopted children?
I'm adopted.
Yes.
I never had any, no reason ever think
so,
it had anything
so
to do with adoption.
So Trencher didn't look up and said, damn, that was me. That could have been
me. No, exactly. No.
And you know, granted, you know. Yeah, you're really good. But yeah.
All right, but yeah, basically Clear Channel says, yeah, this is what's going on. And also, Tit made a suggestion. It looks like it's for a radio station. And they kind of confirmed that.
Tit has been here a long time. Tit grew up in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. He says he's seen the same campaign years before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Basically, it kind of goes on. Images of other kids in Minneapolis turned out to be digitally altered photos of two radio station personalities when they were younger. But this person won't say who they are in Vegas. So, pretty much right there, they confirmed it's radio propaganda. And if Reverend Hammer wonders if we're ever going to get Bubba Love Sponge...
I can tell you right now
probably
who it is.
Never.
I can tell you right now who it is.
Who?
It's Mark and Beth in the Morning on Star 102.7.
Probably is.
I can tell you right now, I know for sure.
Because they're really ramping up their own advertisements.
Yeah, not only that, it's the only two real popular male and female, only two people, disc jockeys. And to be honest with you, it's not Mark and Mercedes on Mix 94.1.
Nope.
Because Mercedes is I wouldn't say prima donna. What's a better word? Oh, yeah. Cunt.
Yes. Needless to say, I listen to Hot Talk 1040 or 1140, and I listen to Johnson and Topty, local
I have, a,
guys.
I have a lot of people
hilarious.
Tell me that they're very funny.
Hilarious.
I should probably listen to that, get into things.
You should. 1140, I'll pitch for them because they rock, and it's not like they can hear me anyway.
Cool.
But, yeah, it's like AM 6 to 9 or something like that. So
we're going to have to get our own public television show. By the way, There's something that's really kind of touched close to me, and Trencher will know why, and for reasons we cannot divulge on air. And it's really become a kind of even a sore subject for me lately, to a degree. That's lack of public access here in Las Vegas.
I know where you're going with this. Yeah, we don't have any free public access.
Simply because, I mean, come on, the only fucking people that get on TV for free... You know,
politicians?
Well, not for free. They get on TV, have to pay for the time. I'm not Ed Bernstein. I'm not fucking Jinsey James. And I'm not fucking, Lefty from the fucking Stardust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not fucking Rosenthal. But basically, like I say, if anybody who's here in Las Vegas, please write a letter, call somebody, do something. Talk to basically either Cox Communications locally or Cable Rep, as I've been told, or specifically UNLV. I've been told UNLV has actually been handed control of public access. It's more likely they're the appropriate ones to call.
So it sounds like they're not doing anything.
They're trying to get... all they're doing is running the fucking cooking show from UNLV, okay? That motherfucker over there is getting a free show and Spankwagon is off the air. That's not right.
I agree.
So please, contact UNLV. Because actually, I believe I contacted... Actually, I contacted Cox and they sent me to Cable Rep, who does the sales, and Cable Rep and online sources directed me towards UNLV. So please contact UNLV's programming department, whoever the fuck they are, and say you want public access.
Mm-hmm.
You know two fine young lads who have a good, quality, wholesome show.
Who's that?
Us.
Oh, dear God.
Can you imagine us on TV, Dave?
That'd be wrong.
You know, we'd get...
You want to know what's worse than us on TV?
No.
I'm making a segment. I'm making a segue.
Go ahead.
Cities are planning to put advertisements on cop cars.
I've heard that.
Yes.
And I've joked about that before. If I took an advertisement on a cop car, it'd be a fucking Target.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a bullseye.
Target stores. That'd be great. Yes, cities buffeted by the recession and the post 9/11 travel lull are jumping at a deal to push that's being pushed by a Charlotte company. Since May, more than 20 cities have signed. It looks like it's going to be a few others.
Is Las Vegas included on this list?
Springfield, Florida. Panama City.
And? Are these all Florida places?
I think so. This is really getting pushed down south. Really. But I know that they were talking about, they tried something like this in Missouri, they tried something like this in California. They're going to put advertisements on cop cars. Or, thank you, Rev, for the LVPD Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Or for the Waterloo Police Department, Donut Land. Yes.
I've seen that picture. I actually saw that on Rotten.com.
You saw that on Rotten, and I laughed because you're like, what's so funny? I go, you see those cars? Yeah.
They're like overreacting. And it's a fucking Waterloo, Iowa on the side.
I said, those are Waterloo cop cars. That's Waterloo Police Department right there. And then you kind of went, oh, that's fucked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they want to put advertisements. So remember, folks, not just our cabs here in Vegas or in your cities. You know, advertisement all to hell. But no, they want to put them on cop cars. How are you going to take seriously getting pulled over by a pair of slacks?
Man. Or what else it could fucking be, man.
Whatever. Viagra.
Because you know what's going to happen.
Viagra is going to be advertised. Viagra's already in my email. Why not advertise it on my cop cars?
See, there's one problem that they're forgetting about that. That really would have a hard time working in Las Vegas. Because not too many patrol cars cruise the strip. It's mostly bike officers.
Really?
And flatfoots. So, I mean, who the fuck wants a cop to ride around with some shit that says, like, Domino's Pizza on their back?
That'd be funny.
Start putting shit on their clothes.
No shit. It's like, what movie was it? Mystery Men? Where the main superhero
had
contingency tags all over him. The minute he saved the day,
funny,
you know, he got money and sponsorship deals. So, yeah, it's going to be like that, folks. Now, some cops, they're not liking this. Others are. It's just not good. Excuse me.
Trencher sneezes on air. From 11. Basically, yeah, I don't think it's a good fucking idea. I don't think it's going to fly. People aren't going to take cops seriously right
now. No one will take the cops seriously. I get pulled over, I'm going to say, do you want to sell me something?
You know,
or are you going to give me a ticket?
You know, it's going to be funny if they start putting, like, Bail Bonds ads on there.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be the best one. Put it on the hood, but put it on backwards. Or not hood, but put it on the trunk lid.
You wouldn't, the deck lid
for the trunk, and then put it on backwards so they could read it from the back window.
You wouldn't put that on backwards. Because most cops will shove you under the fucking hood and they handcuff you anyhow.
Ooh, nice.
That's right. Yes. What the fuck is the name of that movie, dude? Oh, shit, it's got that guy and that chick, man. It's got Sean Young. And the guy that plays Rico from Judge Dredd.
Okay, yeah, I know. Who are you talking about?
He's a fucking lawyer and he's a fucking cop, dude. So he arrests a guy and hands him a fucking business card to tell him, I'll defend you in court.
That's fucked. That's such a conflict of interest.
It's
funny.
It's a fucking movie. Don't read into it.
Oh, well, I know. I think we had this discussion yesterday. Because we got talking about that.
Yes.
And we were taught you complained about the movie not doing something right, and then I said, wait a minute, you're talking about Hollywood, and you're like, oh yeah, fuck, I forgot, it's Hollywood. Suspend your disbelief. Yeah. Nothing is
that's
real.
That's Hollywood. I gotta get the REM science going. Now, what other news stories do we have?
Actually, a pretty damn sad one.
It's pretty sad, man.
Much
sadness and disbelief in Hollis, Queens right now.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yep.
Run DMC's Jam Master Jay killed in shooting. For those of you who don't know...
And the Jam Master Jay was not a violent person.
No. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Because
we don't know.
We don't know because something very suspicious about it. But Jam Master Jay... member of the pioneering rap trio, Run DMC. He was the DJ. He was the guy in the back.
He was the guy in the back.
Was shot and killed at his studio on Merrick Boulevard in the Jamaica section of Queens on Wednesday night. He was 37. His real name, Jason Mizell, was shot in the head, and a person with him was shot in the ankle. He was taken to the local hospital, according to police.
I'm sure you're going to have more details on this story. Please continue.
Well, here's what I don't understand. And actually, the printout I made was not one of...
Was it one of the first ones?
It was one of the first ones. Basically,
okay, so they didn't have as much advanced details.
Well, basically what happened was, is in his studio, someone buzzed up these two guys, because he had a security system for his studio.
Correct.
You can't get in without being buzzed through. Someone buzzed up these guys.
So far as I've told as well, these guys got buzzed in, and we do not know if any kind of a conversation at all even ensued. We don't know if they just simply walked up point blank, if there was an argument... If they were friendly and turned on him, or how?
Now, the problem is, Jam Master Jay is also a record producer. Mm-hmm. And this, if it links back, you know, in some weird macabre way to the Tupac, Biggie...
No, I don't think
so. Because they, too, were doing their songs and productions.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I don't think it'll link back to that at all.
I know, but still, everybody was saying, oh, wow, you know, he was a good guy, he was...
Yeah.
You know, he didn't advocate violence in his music, and he didn't. Run DMC is not a violent rap group. Run DMC is one of those ones us white guys feel comfortable listening to.
Yes. You know, actually, Run DMC is who, speaking of white guys feel comfortable listening to, Run DMC actually gave Beastie Boys their big break.
Yes.
When Beastie's opened up for Run DMC.
Yep.
And matter of fact,
Run DMC assisted in the rebirth of Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. With Walk This Way.
Walk This Way.
My favorite is fucking Christmas in Hollis, Queens. Did you know Cooker owns that album?
A very special Christmas?
Yes, he does.
Wow, he's a redneck, too.
Yeah.
He's a hardcore redneck.
Yep.
That drives German cars.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens and tacos and nachos and macaroni and cheese. And
so.
Everybody here, video for that?
Yeah. Everybody here at Spankwagon. Go out for you.
That's right, man.
That's pretty fucked, too, you know, because Run DMC was definitely something. Like I said, my Adidas, we were talking about this on the way over.
Yeah.
Love that song. Aerosmith, you know, their little thing there.
Yeah.
You love Hollis, you know. I mean, I remember last year you were singing Christmas at Hollis Green, so I know.
I love that song.
You love that song.
So you know what? Everybody crack open a 40 and pour some down for your homie.
What we're going to do right now, actually, is we're going to cut to a short break.
Actually, no, we're not going to cut to a
break. We're not?
Because speaking of homies...
Oh, yes, that's right. Before we go to the break, we got to do this.
Claude Balls, I'm going to put myself in third person here. Claude Balls, good man, gets a lot of fucking weird phone calls. I get this phone call last night, and I'm going to actually give this guy's phone number live on the air because I'm that much of a bastard and don't give a shit.
Doesn't link back to us in any way, shape, or form.
I get this fucking call.
That's a request.
Yes, about 7:20 at night. I get this call, and this guy's like, hey, yo, man, what's up? It's RC. And I'm all, who? And for some reason, this whole total ghetto fucking accent comes out of me, man. He's like, man, it's RC, man. I got to talk to you. I go, man, you got the wrong number, man. Get off my phone. You eating up my daytime minutes, man. I just hang up on the guy. I don't know where this accent came from. I mean, it was just like right like that.
Claude
son of a bitch calls me back later on that night. And he decides that he is going to go, and he's going to leave me a voicemail, despite the fact that, he didn't even say this guy's fucking name on it, he's trying to reach, which is complete fucking bullshit in my opinion. Now what I'm doing right now is I'm going ahead and I'm getting everything
set up. Yeah, because it's saved on his phone.
Okay, is everybody ready? Here we go.
Received yesterday at 11:36 p.m. Hey, cuz, look, Robert, whatever the fuck your name is, cuz, check it out. Look, nigga, I just ran into the green eye nigga that we just got into it with earlier, nigga, at Walmart. I just seen a nigga with his mama albino, cuz, and on everything, cuz, on my mama, cuz, I just ran into the nigga. I checked the nigga, look, check it out. Nigga, I told the nigga that they is too small to be whipping that bullshit, cuz, don't be selling them tickets like that, like you some big time ass baller or something, right? Nigga,
yeah,
on everything,
cuz. That's it.
Now, let me play this again in case you missed that.
Hey, cuz, look, Robert, whatever the fuck your name is, cuz, check it out. Look, nigga, I just ran into the green eye nigga that we just got into it with earlier, nigga, at Walmart. I just seen a nigga with his mama albino, cuz, and on everything, cuz, on my mama, cuz, I just ran into the nigga. I checked the nigga, look, check it out. Nigga, I told the nigga that
wow.
Nigga too small to be whipping that bullshit, cuz, don't be selling them tickets like that, like you some big time ass baller or something, right? Nigga, on everything, cuz.
To erase. Message saved.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
So, last night, I'm trying to sleep.
What's up,
and
Fez?
I'm laying down, and my fucking phone goes, beep! I'm like, it's too fucking late. I'm not going to answer my phone. Actually, luckily, I didn't have fucking 99 look balloons going on. And all of a sudden, I get, beep! Saying I got a voicemail. I'm like, fuck, man, whoever it is, just call me later. So then, wake up next morning, go to work. So I check my phone and see what time it is. It says, you have one missed call in a voicemail. I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot to check that. So I go and I play and I hear that shit. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Whatever your name is, Robert, whatever.
Dude, people thought Samuel L. Jackson used the N-word too much in Jackie Brown, dude. This guy puts him to shame, damn near.
I mean, that's not even a full minute worth of conversation, and it's all over that.
God damn, man.
That's just the best.
Shit.
So, yeah, we gave you guys his number twice, so enjoy.
Give a guy a call.
It's okay. Long distance, area code 702.
Unless, of course, it's a fucking payphone. Actually, you know what? Hold on. Let's see something. I'm going to actually see if it's the same guy. Hold on.
You call him?
Yeah, let's see. Incoming. Fuck. Where the fuck is it? Hold on. It looked like... I'm not sure which phone number it is here, man, so... I'm going to keep trying. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
It is 702-648-9504.
Yep, there you go, folks.
I think so.
It's not Spankwagon that's giving you this either. I hope you gave the right number.
Me too. Otherwise, you'll be calling somebody you shouldn't be calling.
Well, isn't that kind of the case anyway?
That's not my mom's work. I know that. Yeah, that's actually the same guy's fucking number. You called me, yeah. It shows up here twice, so it's actually his fucking cell phone. So please, someone give him a call. Tell him Claude Ball sends out much love, man. Mad props to the green, to him, and shove down that green-eyed nigga.
At Walmart.
At Walmart. His albino mama.
So...
Yeah, fuck.
Enjoy, folks. Now, let's
why,
go
why
ahead.
Does that shit happen? Just, you should get a cell phone just to see what kind of weird
just,
ass...
You know what? I used to have a cell phone. I used to get this Asian chick always calling.
Yeah?
I'm looking for... Hum-ha-ha.
You should go
I'm looking for... Hum-ha-ha. I'm like, you got the wrong number. No, I don't.
You know, that's...
What?
That's irony, actually, because you know what? The first prank call we ever did was Ishandu.
Ishandu?
Ishandu. So what happened was my friend Steve called up Dickhead at the Canyon. Yeah, my mom names all the friends. Dickhead at the Canyon's mom was ultra religious, you know. I slept over his house one time, you know, and it was like 2:30 in the morning. She's up watching TBN.
Ooh, hey, the fine people from Pray for Our Nation.
Fuck that. So anyhow, we fucking call his mom one day from Steve's house. He's like, Ishandu? He's like, no, you must have wrong. No, wrong number. Ishandu. And he starts, and I was just fucking dying on the floor. And for some reason, he's a total dude that would just fucking crack up and break up sometimes, too. And he fucking, he got into it, man. He was, like, acting, man.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was a fucking foreigner, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He started, like, pleading to speak with Ishandu. Please, Ishandu, please! It's like, no, there's no Ishandu, there's a wrong number. I'm sorry, wrong number. You know, this is a Christian woman. She's starting, like, really get fucking peed. Yeah, so I think they drugged his call on for like about 4 minutes almost. And a long time for a prank call.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It's like, oh, I call back later. No, I call back later. Ishandu later. Yes. Ishandu, please. Yeah, long fucking story.
That's great. That's awesome.
Time to open up the hotline.
Yes. Just Shut the Fuck Up Abuse Hotline. So I think we'll be hearing the part two of this on Just Shut the Fuck Up. Ooh. Probably this Sunday.
Cool.
At 5 p.m.
Hey, Reverend, if you got a cell phone with free long distance, feel free to get a guy a call.
Just block your shit. You never know, man. He might cap your ass in a Walmart.
Yeah. That's right, man. Reverend Hammer walks in a Walmart.
All right, folks. We're going to go ahead and cut to a break. We will be back in a little bit. You are listening to the world's greatest internet radio show that has no morals.
Fucking A. Spank Wagon.
Fucking A. Spankwagon.vfpp.net. Fuck.
You fucked up the Goomba thing.
You know I fucked it up. Anyhow, we'll be back.
When it's time to get
Yeah, I am.
Are you ready to go?
You bet, Coach Simeon.
All right.
All right.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right, and we're back.
How's it going?
I'm peachy, actually.
I'm getting tired. I got some soda or something.
Fuck, I do, too. I'm
sleepy. After we're done with this, I think we got to grab some soda. Of course, folks, we don't do an after show. And, of course, Jillian's is open.
Yeah, I know. Irony. Well, we will be doing an after show soon, I'm sure.
Sometime. Anyhow, I just wanted to...
Except for if we do an after show, I'd really appreciate if some of our loyal listeners actually show up.
That'd be great. It would actually be a lot of fun.
I don't think Red Rum's doing anything.
Well, no, she might be. You know, she went through the selection of boyfriends.
That's right. We can meet number three.
Is it?
That's already? Right.
Wow. Oh, that's right. Bachelor number three.
That's right. She chose Bachelor number three.
Interesting. And if you want to read more about this, check out the message boards at spankwagon.vftp.net. Also, guys, I want to make another call out to anybody who's willing to produce a segment and allow me to broadcast it during our breaks. We are looking for segment people. We are looking for someone with good humor, political conversation skills. We really want something to help us with our show.
Thought provocative and
humorous and entertaining.
Exactly. And don't expect this to be a one-time thing.
We
really prefer...
We'd like to get a few one-timers if you really want to, but we would prefer to have repetitive weekly segments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We are looking for stuff that basically can add to the show without duplicating the show.
And
I know that's a hard thing to do because we're pretty damn good at what we do, but I'm sure you can think of something.
Ball crods.
Yeah, ball crud, blah. No. All right.
Rip-off. My comedy sketch, The Unknown Ripoff. I'm going to do that one. That sounds funny as hell to me, you know? So anyhow, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to go into another small rant. I know we've had...
I don't understand why.
Who, me?
Yes, this rant coming up. You told me what it's about. You haven't gone into detail about it, and I can't figure it out why, so try to make me understand.
Well, my rant, it's not really a rant as so much as it's wonderful observations that I've been making, such as I'm finding out, I'm actually seeing, you know, firsthand, and I've seen this before in life, but I'm thinking this is the first time I've had an outlet to discuss it in an open forum, such as Spankwagon Radio, plug, that some people are just fucking lazy. And that drives me the fuck nuts.
Why?
Okay. I have been watching people. School, work, other places. And it seems to me that people don't like doors very much. Doors are a very big inconvenience to the people out there.
Really?
Really. Case in point. When I go to school, we'll have double doors or triple doors. You know, not sliders or up and downs or in and outs. No, open normal doors. What a lot of people do... Even if their hands are totally free, they will go ahead and hit that button to open the door for them. The handicap button. Okay. I can sort of understand this.
Well, I do that, and you've seen me
do
it.
You do that, you know, and you have this thing about touching the door handles. I understand that.
Well, no. In the bathroom, I do.
Yes.
Regular public doors, I'm kind of okay with.
Yeah.
Unless it's some sort of government facility.
And then?
I don't know. The people in there are usually fucking poor, like when you go pay your traffic tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on buses. I'm very uncomfortable riding buses because I worry about who was doing what in the seat before me.
It's a fair thing to worry about on certain routes, that's for sure. Not at all.
Otherwise, public transportation doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't bother me either.
No.
So, anyhow, as I was trying to say, these people are lazy.
But you don't like people who press the handicap button to automatically...
It's not really necessarily the handicap button that gets me. I'll take that back a little. I'll downplay that one a bit. But what I have to laugh at, though, is when you have two doors. A door on the left, a door on the right. And one person will walk out the door on the left, and then a few people follow them, you know, while the door is open, per se.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then all of a sudden, all those people start flowing, and then people walking opposite them. So let's say we have people walking out the south way, and there's a door next to it that's closed. No one's using that door. People are all walking out this
way. So you're saying people are too lazy to open the door for themselves.
Exactly.
They're going to always try to go through the open door.
But what's even worse, is the people who are walking opposite. So let's say we have northbound walkers. So you have southbound walking out this open door, northbound that are just wanting to cut through the open door, instead of opening the door that's right next to it.
Interesting observation. How often does this happen?
Every single day. Every single time I pass. As a matter of fact, I actually inconvenienced someone.
Why?
Because I told them to move. Because they were waiting to cut through the line of people pouring out so he could get in. And I said, could you move? At the point he was giving me a dirty look, I opened the door and I said, isn't this a miracle? And I walked in.
What happened?
He got pretty pissed, motherfucker.
And well, it's his own ignorant, stupid-ass fault.
Exactly, because he wouldn't open the door.
What a moron.
Now, that's my rant. That's my little itty-bitty teeny-weeny itty-bitty-weeny, not really much, sorry, worth anything rant. But I had to say it because people like that really irk me. If you can't open a goddamn door.
I thought there was going to be some sort of funny, like, moral to
this. No, there's no funny morals
to this.
Where's
the punchline?
Punchline?
Yeah.
How about the fact that the guy, I had to tell him to move so I could open the door that he was waiting to go through anyway.
Who was the guy?
Huh?
Who was he?
Who was he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You go to college, man. It's like going to high school. You know everybody goes there.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Not in Iowa anymore, dude.
So? I didn't have to be in Iowa, dude. Just educational learning.
You didn't
facility.
Know anybody in your high school?
I knew my idiot band of misfit friends.
And that was all that mattered. Well, I don't have any idiot band of misfit friends, so I don't know anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Kilroy's not your friend.
Okay, no, I said here.
Oh, no, you didn't. You just said, I don't
know. Oh, my God, let's not be specific.
Well, then you know what? I need to go hang out with you at the college. And
you can meet some chicks.
All right, cool.
Yeah, some Amazonians.
Definitely, yeah, definitely, yeah.
With a Volvo.
Because you know, chicks like my Volvo, yeah.
Gotta love it. So yeah, that was pretty much my experience.
Wants to pick up. I'm sorry. This is my rant here. You want to pick up women, mm-hmm. okay? And you have the money to afford one of two things. And remember, you're single. You're trying to meet women. So what do you buy? The Volvo for $1,200, which has just had a good tune-up and it's ready to go, ready to run. Okay, but it's a 90 four-door sedan with a four-banger motor.
Gold.
Ghetto-ass gold.
Mm-hmm.
Faded. Clear coat, everything. Or would you buy the Porsche 944 with a blown head gasket?
I would have to say Porsche.
For $800.
Porsche for the blown. Porsche for $800, Alex?
Yes. 944, 4 liter, 4 cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
For $800 mm-hmm. on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Couple body dings. Nothing that couldn't be fixed. And a good paint job couldn't do. Interior. Fair, it's used,
mm-hmm.
and the only damage that shows for wear is on the stick shift, steering wheel, and a couple tears in the seat.
Hmm. See, I don't understand that. You don't buy a family car to try to pick up people.
No, you don't.
Granted, the Volvo name is impressive, and to say you have a Volvo is one thing, but actually when you get out there into the vehicle and you realize, huh, where's the baby seat? That's different. But
I'm not knocking the car because, to be honest, yeah, he got a good deal for the car.
Great deal for that car.
Uh-huh.
Looks great.
And it is actually, as he says, a good, reliable car. So we are all very happy with Yes Man here at Spankwagon. But I just think if you wanted to meet women, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well. You can't win them all. But anyhow, that's pretty much all I have for rants. I don't know about you, but I know we're pretty much wrapping up the show here.
I'm trying
right
to think of what kind of rants I have. I'm like kind of drawing blanks on rants. I didn't really come prepared to be angry.
Oh, no, it's not even an angry rant. It's just more of an annoyance rant for mm-hmm. me. Let me see if I covered everything this week.
The only big annoyance rant, I guess, if I were to have one right now, would just be my traditional old staple standby. Bad drivers. I don't like it when people drive overly slow and
cautious. I heard a great comment today. Heard this actually from one of our listeners and the message board provider, or at least the host provider, Whitey.
Whitey.
Whitey made a comment today. He goes, "Boy, it's a rough time to be driving here in the valley." And I'm like, "Huh? Well, why is that?"
Really?
He goes, "Well, because there's been about 10 accidents in the past couple days." And I said,
"Yeah, that's normal."
I go, "There's about 10 accidents a day, if not more, in this damn valley."
Exactly.
So, which was kind of shocking to him.
Dude, we're in the thousands for wrecks, if not 10,000s.
Thousands, not 10,000s, yes.
No, I'm talking about like every kind of single collision every day. Minor fender bender mm-hmm. doesn't get reported or hitting
about
shit.
About a grand. We're at about 1,000.
If you want to talk about major accidents, which is like shit that has to be cleaned up. Yeah, we're in the thousands, though, for overall vehicle damage and shit. Don't even bring up stolen cars.
We're horrible.
Good God.
We are a stolen car capital.
Yes.
Just for the sheer fact that, you know.
And I don't get it, because it's not like it's Los Angeles. Because you're not going to fucking go anywhere or anything, mm-hmm. you know? So joyriding is like one end of the valley to the other, and more than likely, the fucking owner will find you easily.
Exactly. I mean, the mm-hmm. valley, I hate to break it to people, but Vegas is not that large.
It's not huge.
You know, it's not like L.A. It's
no.
Or all the connecting Orange and L.A. counties.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you can't really joyride and get anywhere. Of course, then again, I don't know everybody. My first experience of, I'll say this for Southern California, My first Southern California experience was all my Driver's Ed films, which were all shot in Southern California,
mm-hmm.
except for the ones that were simulating winter. So, yes, my Driver's Ed films were all shot, you know, it felt like I was living a Chips episode.
Isn't it great? Because you actually get to see the actual freeways that drove down.
Exactly.
Constantly.
Constantly. Same freeways, same style streets. And then I moved out here. And it's the same damn stuff. I was like, wow, it's live Chips.
Woo! Yeah, Nevada relies heavily upon Southern California for Southern Nevada's freeway system. Right
uh-huh.
there. Unfortunately, they don't have the you know foresight and planning for what's that? Oh yeah, expansion. God damn it! Up and I mean, a lot of people don't realize up until about what 3 years ago, we had how many cars was it a day? We had something like 500,000-600,000 vehicles uh-huh. a day driving through a major interstate interchange only designed for a capacity of 30,000 cars a day.
Yep.
Now, that's a huge difference, and that's a big fucking sign.
It's still that way. I mean, if you head out into the freeways during morning rush, evening rush, you are guaranteed to slow down.
Yep. And it's an inevitable.
Guaranteed near stop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible. All right, folks. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Real quick, I want to give our mad props out to the people who are checking us out in the message, or not in the message boards, but in the chat. First off, I want to say hello and thank you to Reverend Hammer. And, of course, for being an official archiver, Reverend Hammer. I also want to say thank you for staying up late and listening to us live, Oscar. It's nice to see some new faces chatting with us on the message boards, or on the chat.
Durr.
Also, I want to thank whoever popped in and left quickly. It at least means that we're noticeable out there in IRC land. It means something.
Yeah, I know. But you get distempered props on that one. You don't get full mad props.
You don't get full mad props. You get prop. That's it. I also want to thank VFTP.net for hosting the site, spankwagon.vftp.net. Want to thank Virtual One for being generous in hosting the site and for someday maybe even listening in. Also, I want to go ahead and thank everybody who does plug our site or mention our site to people such as us and for people who pitch it out there. Also, Sunday night at 5 o'clock, don't forget to listen to the Just Shut the Fuck Up show with Reverend Hammer and Pappy Coon, which I'll never spell right, so I'll just mispronounce it anyway.
That's right.
Other than that, folks, we will be back next Thursday for Spank Wagon Radio. You can catch
only
us
at here at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Got your line in.
That's right.
And could you tell us what time?
It is typically at 10 p.m. Pacific.
But if you want to tune us in a little early, check us out at about 9:45 when the music is going.
That is correct. And we usually have a nice eclectic mix of stupid shit you never normally hear anywhere else.
Yep, or shit that you hear way too fucking often.
Exactly.
But we just want to be like Clear Channel and dominate the world.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, thank you for listening, guys. We will hear you, talk to you, chat with you, and entertain you
next week. Stay tuned for another episode. Spank Wagon. We'll be right back.